Okay, so now that we've all had a bit of time to think about it, does anyone have any concrete proposals, or do we want to just go through people and start placing them and kind of discuss as we go along?
I don't think there are concrete proposals.
Not really.
It's kind of, we should maybe find a method to do stuff. Like, I don't know, choose one parameter. The
Okay.
first parameter to choose people, to choose where to put people. Like, I don't know, maybe permanent staff and non-permanent staff. We know that professor will stay for a long time.
Yeah.
We don't know for the other.
Yeah,
So
that's true.
maybe that could be the first parameter to take into account, not just to
Yeah, give them
have
like the
this
most
disc
comfortable offices and
Yeah.
yeah, and have this discussion every 2 years.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know.
That makes sense.
That makes sense for everyone. So we
Yeah,
can choose
yeah.
where to put
Suzanne, for example.
the three first one of the list.
Yeah, because Martin's a professor, but he's only here half time, so it's sort of a different situation. And he's a professor at the EPFL, but not in Geneva. He just does research in Geneva.
And maybe the two other senior, Andre and Nancy.
Yeah. Okay,
And
so let's
then, yeah.
go through that first.
So what do you think for Susan and Mackie, for example, the rooms for one person?
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be an
Oh,
idea.
for Susan, probably, yeah, because I think she
Yeah.
prefers to have her own office.
Yeah.
Okay. Any preferences to which one?
Not really.
Put Susan here for now.
We can switch.
And then Maggie in the other one?
Yeah. It's up
Yeah.
to them, I guess.
No, it's up to
Yeah,
us.
too.
Up to them? I mean, they can
They're
switch
not
later.
here,
Yeah,
so.
they can switch later.
Okay. And then
So we need to put Pierre, Andre, and Nancy. Do we want to? The question is now: is do we want to put the three together, or the three completely separate with other people?
I would say not together in a
Well,
three.
Pierre has
It's quite a lot.
students.
And
Yeah.
Yeah.
Andre has
Yeah.
don't. Well, does Andre?
Some.
Just
Pretty few.
Some. Yeah, not a few. Less
Just,
than
yeah.
Pierre.
Yeah.
So we have.
Because also, we're going to put people together by projects, and there's no sense to put them together because they all work on different projects. Right?
Yeah. I just realized something. The two people room in the middle, which have only one windows,
Yeah.
it's gonna be pretty hard to put two people inside that room.
Because they'll fit through the window.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite dark.
Why don't we put Gisella in there? If she's in there half the time, she can have her desk
Yeah.
near the window. And okay,
Except
she's not
we.
near the mailbox,
Yeah.
but.
And near the photocopy.
But it may be more sort of practical in terms of working environments for people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be nicer.
And what about the reading room?
But again, one of the reasons for putting the reading room where it
Yeah,
is so we can
but
have.
you, I mean, I think everybody's supposed to spend more time in their office than in their reading room. So you
Finally, you
might
think.
think that it's better to have a more comfortable office than a more comfortable
Yeah, I agree.
reading
It's
room. I don't know. You change the plan of the morning, I'm sorry, but I just realized that stupid architect put only
Yeah.
one windows. Who built this building? Do we know
I don't know.
that? I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. We spent quite
Yeah.
some time at the last meeting and to
Yeah,
decide
I
this,
know,
and
but in
now
the
we
last
are
meeting,
just.
nobody just took attention at this one windows problem. And I think it is one problem.
Of course, but everybody had the documents before, so you could have studied them.
Yeah,
so
you too. I can
idea.
Say the same to you.
You said that there's electricity.
People that are 50% in that room.
In the
two APFL people.
Yeah.
That's really welcoming and warming.
But they're only here 50%.
Yeah.
Well, let's how we can fill the 3-person rooms.
What?
How we get? Who we gonna put in the 3-person rooms? I mean, we have now 2 3-person rooms left, and
you know, the main problem, we have the same number of place and people now.
So
we do.
And I just noticed that we have these 2-people room.
We also have
with
one
3-person
room with 2 windows.
I don't mind going into this office.
You don't mind to have?
No, Nikos volunteers.
Okay. Nikos, and
who are you taking
you have
with you?
To find, yeah, you have to find somebody agreed to come with you. And it's not a question of you, it's a question of windows. Who would you put with you? Let's put at 50%, so.
Well, why not?
Okay.
From the.
Okay, so it's 50%.
Yeah. Do you know David?
No.
You will learn to know him.
You'll meet him. Okay. So, actually, I'm just going to make a list on here. You keep talking.
So David and Nico sits down. And we
so where were we? Pierrette, André, Nancy.
André and Nancy.
Maybe we can put Pierrette and her two PhD students into one room?
Yeah, why not?
How many PhD students do you have?
Well, 2 Marians or...
And me.
And you too.
Say.
Okay. So we need
a... Officially.
Okay,
so David, Nikos, Gisela, Maggie, and Susan again.
Okay.
So, and can you put the map again?
Yeah.
That might be a good idea to put Pierre with 2 PhD students,
okay.
Whoever they are.
It would be nice and give them
3 vendors. Yeah, maybe the other one would be more convenient if we're all working on the same project.
Which
so
one?
We're close by.
Okay.
Oops. So Pierre and the 2 Marians.
That won't get confusing.
Yeah, I'd like to have a view to the mountains, but well.
Put me with Marianne and Pierre, all right. And we put Marianne in front, if you want to be.
Where, here?
No, on the room we opposite.
Oh, here.
Oh, no, that's the old town view.
Well, that will do.
Have to be here, or
that
the other 3-person room.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's, yeah, old town is as well.
Is that all right?
Yeah, that's all right. I can live.
She's not
that
far if she's, like, in this one here.
And that's good, because there are... Pierrette, Marianne, and Nikos there on the other side of the corridor, so it's, yeah.
Okay, so Marianne, and who do you want to work with?
Who's left?
Oh. Martin, Pierrette, no, Pierrette is done. André, Yalina, Maria.
Yalina would be good. And actually, she's working for the same project as well.
Okay, so put Yalina with...
With a beautiful laughter.
Yeah. And we have... Do you think it's a good idea to put Martin and André together, since they are working on the same project?
Yeah, that could work.
And anyway, Martin is just 50% in.
Yeah.
In Geneva.
And we might put Martin and Andre and someone else in the 3-person ruling.
Yeah.
Since it's a 50%, it's a good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I can go in there because Martin and I are working on sort of the same thing.
Okay.
Okay.
And that leaves
Maria and Nancy.
That's all?
Yeah, that's a weird combination.
Why?
How it looks like.
Think about that?
Okay, why don't we move Maria to this, to where the office I'm supposed to be, and I can go with Nancy?
No, it's
if
not that. It's
that.
Just you've almost got like a project split, except that you don't, because Nancy and Maggie and I work on Parmenides.
Yeah.
And then Andre, Martin, Maria, and I also work on IM2. And so does Susan. Although, the Susan and
I think this
can't
project
really
thing is not a good thing. This project splitting. I mean,
no.
Splitting my project.
But then we should split the little Med SLT party up.
Yeah. No, but
yeah,
if
you can.
If you split by project, you put me in one person room.
Ah.
The other way, I would put the room with Martin in it in the 2-window room because he's 50%, so then at least the other two people get.
Could you say that again?
Put Martin in the 3-person room with 2 windows.
Okay.
Since he's 50%.
Okay. So you just move him or the two groups? You just
either way. Well, I don't know if we're splitting up.
Is this about windows? Or
yeah, that was my question.
It must be functional.
Yeah.
If you and Martin work on the same project, then.
Yeah, I mean, with whom you'd like to work in the same office? I mean, is it important to have someone from the same project or?
I don't think it's necessarily so important to be in the same office with someone.
No.
If you're working on the same project.
We can Skype each other.
Yeah, we can Skype. But you're gonna disturb all the people. We're gonna disturb all the people by Skyping all the time.
I don't know. Like right now, I share an office with Bruno. We don't work on any projects together.
Except coffee time. And
yeah.
That's important project.
But
sleeping and stuff like that.
That's fine.
Mm.
Like I don't need to be in the same office as someone who works on IM2 or.
Yeah.
It's not like.
And it's quite funny to hear other
yeah.
activities around you and not always the same stuff.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Especially when it's activity that you don't understand
no, I mean,
or.
Yeah. You hear things out of context.
Yeah.
I agree, but the setup is pretty good now. So Bruno is not on that SLT and he's sharing the office. I'm not sharing somebody with.
Yeah.
I work on the same project.
Yeah, that's quite nice. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, you were saying that Maria and Nancy doesn't fit together in the same.
I can't really see them sharing an office.
So what do you say if you change the office, I don't know, and you work with Nancy, or what do you, yeah, I don't know.
I'll put Andre and Nancy together because they're starting that new project.
Oh yeah.
For example.
And then put Maria with
Martin
me and Martin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see
that. Sounds okay.
Yeah, okay, why not?
What do you
I'm
say?
not totally convinced.
Sorry?
I'm not convinced.
No, what's bothering you?
I don't know. What is it now?
I think
you were saying you didn't want to be in a three-person room.
Yeah.
And now you're
no,
changing your mind all the time.
But from the beginning, I said the three-person room is quite. I mean, it's a disadvantage.
Yeah, but if you work with the people like Pierrette and Marianne.
And to change a little bit this disadvantage, we put somebody 50% in a three-person room, so we could do the same in
but
the three-person rooms. But
then
there is still this
you and
problem.
Nicholas have the window problem.
Yeah.
Which is why I still think we should put Gisella in that room because
yeah.
It's.
Well,
She gets the window, the stagiaire, whatever, he's there for 2 months. It's their problem.
Yeah, and a stagiaire is here for work.
Yeah.
Not
for enjoying the view.
Exactly.
Well,
in Geneva, so there is no view.
Pierrette is having quite a unadvantaged situation because there are Marianne and Bruno who are having reception hours.
Yeah, but
that so it's
you
gonna
and
be
Pierrette
quite.
As well. We all have a reception.
Yeah, so it's quite a traffic there, I would say.
Yeah.
So what if we switch?
Will there be wireless in the building? I mean, if there are reception hours, so somebody could move to the reading room and have people.
Yeah, but the computer was wireless.
Well, isn't this the case? Doesn't everybody have
No.
Smartphone?
No.
Well, most of us, first of all, have desktop computers.
So. Well, of course, if they put a.
Plus, you can't assume that you can just use the reading room for reception hours.
No.
Right, like people are actually using it as a reading
the
room.
Aim was having a room, calm room for reading, or.
So what? Can we say we're gonna move Gisella here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I think that gives us a little bit more flexibility to play with moving people around.
Okay. Can we say that David
goes here?
Yeah. Instead of.
You were the first one on the list, but
okay,
if you wanted to remove someone
okay.
else.
No, because I was thinking of we can. Having these two offices which are near to the lift, keep this office for reception people.
For reception people.
We are Pierrette, the two Marianne, and I are receiving, and Maggie and Susan are receiving a lot of students.
So what if
so
we put
we
you with?
With the Finnish, for example, if you want.
Well, you can.
You,
you also already speak quite well Finnish, so we
yeah,
might get along.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay. Lopeta.
Yes, I will.
I'm just putting Elena in.
Yeah, yeah. But that's nice to have a corner, a student. I mean, a student area.
Student
you know
area.
I mean?
Yeah.
It's easy for them to.
Yeah, to find us.
Find the
and
people.
It's also quite noisy when you have this kind of parade of students before the exams. Mm-hmm. So if you work and you have this.
So Nikos and Jalina.
Do
you
agree
with
that?
Somewhere else?
I have no problem with that.
So in the photography is still
Yeah, we have to prune and run from the other side of the. But well.
You just don't photocopy.
Yeah.
Yeah, who does anyway?
Yeah, the people having students.
Yeah.
So maybe you and Bruno should take this office.
No, but it's too far from.
Oh, you have the other.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, if we change three people, Pierrette, Marianne, David,
with here,
and
that's a good idea. That's
so like
weird.
That, and
then
you two.
We have three windows.
Yeah,
with
we got it.
Uh-huh.
That's what.
With the mountain, my mountains, yes, I
you
got
can
the
have photocopy
mountains.
noise. Now we're all going to come photocopy just to annoy you.
We do have some
very healthy there.
And bathrooms are nearby. Yeah.
Yeah,
or was good. I should start making full sentences. What about I was thinking about moving Pierre and Marianne into a two person office rather than a three person office.
And then?
But
and put David
and Andre and Nancy, for example.
In a two person office.
No, in a three person office.
And why?
Yeah.
Because if they have reception. I know, I thought you were saying that Pierrette should have a smaller office or be in a smaller office because of reception or something. Or did I just completely misunderstand?
No, no, the reason to put Pierrette and Marianne and to put Marianne and I together is because of the noise we make by receiving students. And then the reason to put David in this office is
because
50%,
yeah,
50%
in a street.
Okay, that works.
Place office. That sounds nice, no?
Yeah, it looks good.
And I think we do have the best office.
Yeah, I think too. I'm quite happy
it's
with
kind
it.
Kind of dictatorship. We are here to make a decision. So. And I guess you're going to sell this to the administrator.
Yeah.
I'm going to try, yes.
Yeah. So?
Okay. What arguments do I need? Well, we have
the argument of
the group and students
yeah.
here.
You can know
although you still have Susan and Maggie over here.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but it's quite logical to have the for the professors.
Yeah.
One person rooms, I think.
That is sort of a well, no, it's not a project. It's weird because it kind of isn't. It kind of isn't. Because Maria Martin and I all work on the same project.
Yeah.
And then Andre and Nancy work on the same project. And Pierre.
Yeah, but we all work on different projects,
yeah.
So we can't. That is a little square. Oh, it's a printer.
And
the
for
them,
yeah.
Just write down the arguments for why.
One suggestion, if possible, we could move me and Jelena to the office where Andre and Nancy are now.
You just want a bigger window.
No, it's just more convenient if I'm closer with my user partners on my project.
Okay.
We can Skype, as you said.
So the argument student reception in one corner.
So that's a nice reduction.
Yeah. 50% staff industry.
Person rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And the projects, they are quite well grouped actually now.
Yeah.
Now they are, yeah.
Yeah. And
except for David, but we can't do anything about that.
And the two professors, one single.
And well, Gisela, she's kind of in the middle.
Yeah.
She's
Central.
the heart of it.
Yeah, heart of the
And since
department.
you will meet the administrator, can we ask for a coffee machine somewhere?
In the reading room, that would be good.
Yeah, or in that hall. I mean, the sixth floor,
It's
there's
not
no
a
coffee
kitchen.
machine in the sixth
Ah,
floor.
it's not a kitchen. Ah, it's.
Do you mean like a little machine or
No,
a
I'm
vending
a vending
machine?
machine.
The little machine I think would be harder to sell, but.
Never try.
They're good coffee.
With good coffee.
Yeah.
Italian one, please.
Quite
Nespresso?
strong good coffee.
Yeah. And herb tea.
Yeah.
Good strong
For the afternoon.
coffee.
Yeah.
What'd you say, hot tea?
Herb tea.
Oh,
For the
herb tea.
afternoon, yeah. Because with strong coffee, I don't sleep.
If you late, if you
Yeah.
work late, yeah, and you drink
Yeah.
coffee, yeah.
And do we know if there will be air conditioning?
Is there actually a smoking area somewhere? Not for me,
Not smoking
but
building.
yeah, but we have the terrace still on the sixth
No.
floor, or
There is no
how it
terrace on that
goes?
building.
No.
No, not at
You'll
all.
have to go down.
They have to go down, yeah.
So, no, we're not gonna change the plan only for the smokers.
So
Well,
na
it's ideal for Nancy.
yeah, n
She's
yeah.
very close to the lifts.
And
Exactly.
Susan
Susan
and Maggie
Maggie
both
as
are,
well.
yeah.
I think it's fine. Excellent, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's okay.
Okay.
Let's see what the other
Everyone
ones
happy with that?
say.
Yeah, I think so. Just checking if we actually have everyone, but I think we do.
So when exactly are we supposed to move?
In, what was it, early
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
3 weeks. So they've set up everything, wiring, internet. Or what's the
As far
status
as I
right
know,
now?
yeah. As far as I know, basically we pack up one day, the movers come, take all our
Mm.
stuff, put it into the right boxes. So when you get there the next day, all your stuff is already in your
Wow.
office. And all the
That's very
IPs and
professional of
everything
them.
is set up. They're trying.
Hmm.
So we'll see. Make sure you
Okay.
label your boxes properly. Especially the Marianne's. My boxes. Yeah, so they don't confuse you. They'll just think that they're the
Ah,
Marianne's box.
yeah.
Can we think of putting a
Finnish and
whiteboard
Swedish
somewhere
facts.
in the hall for general information?
We could try. We
That
could
might be a
ask
good
them.
idea.
Yeah.
Well, mailing lists. Of course, you can mail email. Yeah, if you have
That's not really
something.
an
Yeah,
idea.
but I mean, you have a nice poster of the next conference. You don't put
Ah,
it
okay, yeah,
anywhere for the
posters.
planet.
Okay, that's kind of
A
thing.
big board.
Yeah, yes, sure.
Where? Like along
Along one of the walls, yeah.
Gisela's.
Or in front of a reading room, or.
Well, there are lots of walls.
Yeah.
Different posters on.
Okay, so along that bottom hallway
Mm,
somewhere.
yeah.
Okay. Anything else I need to ask them?
No more special wishes.
And I don't. Actually, we may need to sort out.
Ooh.
That's not helpful. Who. I don't know if we need to sort out who sits where. Because if they're going to plug everything and set everything up.
I think it's everybody's responsibility to find
Yeah.
if they prefer to be in front of that cubicle or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, if we start doing that and then that would be...
That'd be a letter.
I just can't remember whether they're actually going to set everything up for us or not, but we can change it, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you made a copy of that to everybody?
Yeah. Not right now, because I'm not connected to the internet. But I will.